This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Greece Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defence, shipping and connectivity. During the conversation, Mr. Mitsotakis congratulated Mr. Modi on his re-election following the general elections in India. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw visited New Delhi Railway Station yesterday evening to review the passenger amenities and travel arrangements during the ongoing festive rush. He interacted with passengers waiting on the platforms for their trains. Some of the passengers said that they did not face any difficulty in reaching the platforms due to proper crowd management. Mr. Vaishnaw expressed satisfaction over the crowd management by the Railway Protection Force and the rail officials. Speaking to media persons, the minister praised the initiatives taken by the railway officials for a smooth travel experience. Gross Goods and Services Tax, GST collection in October rose 9% to over 1.87 lakh crores, the second highest ever, mainly due to rise in domestic sales and improved compliance. The central GST collection stood at 33,821 crore rupees, state GST at 41,864 crore rupees, integrated IGST at 99,111 crore rupees and CESS at 12,550 crore rupees during the month. The total gross GST revenue grew 8.9% to 1,87,346 crore rupees. In October 2023, the mop-up was at 1.72 lakh crore rupees. October 2024 recorded the second best GST mop-up. The highest ever collection was in April 2024 at over 2.10 lakh crore rupees. The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise Vajra Prahar will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, U.S. It will conclude on 22nd of this month. Last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi in Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between the Indian and the U.S. Army. Defense Ministry said contingents of both the countries taking part in the joint exercise will comprise 45 personnel each. The Indian Army contingent will be represented by Special Forces units and the U.S. Army contingent will be represented by Green Berets of U.S. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out in Khanyar area of Srinagar city this morning. According to official sources, the joint team of security forces, based on the intelligence input about the presence of terrorists in the area, laid a cordon and search operation to hunt down the terrorists. The search operation, however, resulted in an exchange of fire between the security forces and terrorists. Meanwhile, the operation in the area was continuing till reports last came in. Details are awaited. The U.S. Defense Department has announced additional security assistance for Ukraine worth an estimated $425 million. The Pentagon, in a statement yesterday, said that the aid under the presidential drawdown authority package is meant to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. It is the 69th tranche of equipment to be provided from the U.S. Defense Department inventories for Ukraine since August 2021. Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansod and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the high-low open badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. In the women's singles quarterfinals, six-seeded Malvika Bansod defeated fourth-seeded Nguyen Thieu Linh of Vietnam, while in the men's singles, 19-year-old Ayush Shetty overcame Finland's Kalle Koljonen. In cricket, India were 195 for 5 against New Zealand in their first innings on the second day of the third and final test match in Mumbai when reports last came in. India resumed their play at the overnight score of 86 for 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.